Medical science is most helpful to us when we can be very specific about our symptoms, less so when our problem is a kind of general malaise, be it depression, body aches, or just being tired all the time. Rachel Carlton Abrams, known as Dr. Rachel, is a physician who deals with what she calls chronic body depletion, treats it with a combination of conventional medicine, wellness practices, and intuition. And she's with us in our studio. Good morning, Rachel.
Good morning. Thanks so much for having me.
The word intuition is an intriguing addition to that mix, isn't it?
Well, it is, but in my mind, it's not new. It's really just paying attention to what patients really know about themselves. And, you know, I always say when I walk into a room with a patient that, yeah, I may have labs or x-rays or other things that help me, but the most important information I have in the room, the best diagnostic tool, is that human being sitting in front of me and what they have to tell me about their lives and their symptoms.
Has contemporary medicine moved away from that a little bit?
Well, I would say forcibly so.
Been moved away from it.
Yeah. You know, I mean, any doctor will tell you that 90% of the diagnosis has to do with the story the patient's going to tell you. Mm-hmm. You know, and good clinical medicine absolutely involves listening to our patients. But, you know, we live in an economic medical environment where the visits are quick because insurance reimbursement doesn't reimburse for talking.
Yeah.
It reimburses for procedures. And so mm-hmm. we are stuck with short visits where it's really hard to get to the real cause, and we end up treating symptoms. And I think that that is a disservice to our patients.
Has that emphasis on procedures also changed the mindset of patients in that they feel cheated if they don't get some sort of procedure? You know, if they get cheated, if they just get told not to do that anymore and they'll feel better?
Yes, absolutely. So, you know, we're really all conditioned to have, you know, the pill for the ill, as we like to say.
Uh-huh.
And it's sad because those pills, medications, are now the second leading cause of death in our country. It is a travesty. It is
wow.
a travesty because they're useful. I mean, don't get me wrong. I love Western medicine. I use it every day in my practice.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
I'm respectful of its limits. And 90% of the illness that we are treating these days is caused by lifestyle, by what we eat, by our relationships, by the work that we do, by whether we move or don't move. And it's harder to talk about those things, right?
Yeah.
Because I don't know about you, but most of my patients know how they're supposed to eat and whether they should sleep a little more and be less stressed, right?
The information is out there.
Yeah. But the question isn't, it's for that particular person, what keeps them from being able to choose that?
Mm-hmm.
And the answers are quite variable and very particular to each person. And if you can't get that story, it's really hard to help. So Bodywise is a book that tries to help patients literally learn how to listen to their own symptoms and the symptoms that are actually signals of their body talking to them about what's going on and to use that new ability, that body intelligence. I mean, you and I know about IQ, right? Intellectual mm-hmm. intelligence. And many people know about EQ, emotional intelligence, and I'm talking about body intelligence.
So understanding what that twinge means, what that ache means.
Yes, and that what it means in this particular context. So in the book, I teach people how to do the four levels of body intelligence, the first one being measure. So that's those lovely lab tests, their blood pressure, pulse,
right.
things we can measure. The second level is sense. So what you actually sense in your body, like let's say my belly's a little tight, you know, right now even.
Mm-hmm.
The third level is feel. So does that tightness in my belly mean I'm hungry? Unlikely, given the breakfast I had today, right?
Mm-hmm.
It
mm-hmm.
actually probably means I'm a little bit nervous. I'm so excited to be here.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why I feel that way. So that's the feeling associated with that sensation. And then the fourth level is discern, telling the story about it. And when you allow patients to talk about their story and their symptoms in that way, it's sometimes miraculous what you find.
Were patients at some point in the past of medicine sort of discouraged from too much self-diagnosing? You know, take it to the doctor will know.
Yeah, no doubt about it. No doubt about it. I mean, doctors have been revered in our culture kind of as
yeah.
our new priests.
Yeah.
And I think that that's it's not that it's not a lot of work to become a doctor, and it's not that doctors don't know a lot of useful things.
Mm-hmm.
But to imagine that the doctor is in charge of your health care is unfortunate. And by the way, it's not working. You know, our health statistics
yeah.
in the U.S. are extremely poor. We pay twice as much as the next country for health care per person. We are, you know, in the 30s in terms of infant mortality, in terms of lifetime mortality for men and for women. It's sad. We are not succeeding, and we need to do better.
Is this a slip from past history? Have their numbers gotten worse?
They have gotten a little bit worse.
In terms of ranking for mortality, things
But
like
we've
that.
Never been good at it because we've never really provided health care for everyone. So, you know, what I'm trying to do with BodyWise is really train each human, each person, to be able to care for themselves, to actually have enough information. And certainly I teach how to be body intelligent, but then I talk about chronic body depletion, which you mentioned at the beginning, this cluster of symptoms that I see all day long in my clinic.
Right. So I was going to ask you, people come in and they say, I don't know what it is, I just feel rotten.
Right. Right. Or, you know, I'm tired, I'm depressed, I'm anxious. I'm hearing a lot about it these days. We're going to be talking about that in our presentation on Thursday, actually, here in Hawaii, that my, you know, sex drive is low, that I've got allergies, autoimmune disease, that I've got chronic pain of some sort, right? Yeah. These symptoms are all common.
Yeah.
And I really think that they can be treated best by looking at how we live and that we have them because our bodies are thousands of years old physiologically, right? We were evolved to sleep when it was dark, be awake when it's light, you know, not eat a lot of food, eat low calorie food.
Kind of designed for something else.
Yeah, we're designed for something else.
Yeah.
Right? But we live in this kind of miraculous technological age, which I love. I don't think we want to go backwards. But at the same time, we have to listen to our body intelligence to allow us to navigate this world that is so different than what we're built for.
Did your current perspective, when you were, you know, going through med school and learning to become a physician, did your perspective necessarily involve kind of a lot of skepticism toward what you were taught and the way the system was set up for you?
Yes and no. I mean, there are things about medicine that I love and adore. You know, I'm a scientific geek with the best of them.
Yeah.
Some of what we're able to do blows my mind. It's really amazing. I don't want to, you know, pretend that American medicine doesn't have really phenomenally outstanding things about it.
Mm-hmm.
But the way that we ignore people and we disrespect patients, I've never found tolerable. And there's a lot of that in medical training.
Even down to the way you were actually taught.
Absolutely. I remember a gentleman, a physician, walking into the room and pulling down a woman's, literally disrobing her and showing her breast, which was overgrown with breast cancer, and saying, look at this. She didn't come in to see anybody, and now look at her, in front of a room of about 10 people. That is unacceptable.
Yeah.
It's disrespectful. It's immoral.
Yeah.
We can do better. We can do better. And, you know, when I'm in a room with a patient and I'm listening and I'm open-hearted with that person, things happen that are beyond my control, right?
Yeah.
Because the patient believes they can be better, and that's so useful. You know, the placebo effect is 40%, and we talk about it as if it's a bad thing, right? It's our ability to heal ourselves.
It sounds pretty good to me. Thanks a lot, Rachel. Good to talk to you.
Thank you.
Rachel Carlton Abrams, Dr. Rachel, is the author of BodyWise, Discovering Your Body's Intelligence for Lifelong Health and Healing. She'll be speaking tonight at 7 p.m. at the Revolution Smart Home on Ward Avenue in Honolulu. And you can learn more about her on our Hawaii Conversation Facebook page.